Change first happens in my mind, and then it happens in my life. It's impossible to make a positive change without first changing the way I think. I'm the only one who can change my life because I am the only one who can change the way I think. I need to change my mind about many things. When I look at my limitations, I need to change my mind. When I look at my failures, I need to change my mind. When I look at the past, I need to change my mind. When I look at the present, I need to change my mind. When I look at the future, I need to change my mind. I can change my mind about any area of my life. It doesn't matter if the change is large or small. Regardless of its size or direction, change still first happens in my mind. When I change the way I think, it's only a matter of time before change happens in my life. For 28 years, I have lived, traveled, worked, and cruised outside the U.S. My global adventures have sometimes been a source of confusion to my family and friends. Some of them have even suggested that I've wasted large segments of my life. After all, if I had gone mainstream professionally, I could have been rich, maybe even famous. They are probably right. I could have been rich and famous, but I also would have been miserable, maybe even depressed, because I would not have been living my dreams. I worked as an eye surgeon for 11 years in Saudi Arabia, and then I went sailing around the world with my family on my small yacht. When I stopped doing ophthalmology and started living my cruising dreams, many of my professional friends acted like I fell off a horse and hit my head. They thought I was throwing everything away when I moved on to different things. They had a problem with their vision. They had a form of inner blindness that prevented them from seeing my dreams. To them, it looked like I was wandering, even lost. Well, I have news for all the naysayers, disbelievers, and critics. Even though I am wandering, I definitely am not lost. I am on course, and I am exactly where I want to be because I am living my dreams. In one of my unpublished books, I have a term that I use to describe a group of clueless people. I call them the lifelong disoriented. These folks don't know who they are, and they don't know where they are going. They are adrift on the ocean of life. I am not a member of the lifelong disoriented because I know exactly who I am. I am Captain Dave, circumnavigator of planet Earth. I am Land Rover Man, an expert in expeditionary travel in Land Rover Defenders. I am Dr. Dave, a flying doctor with the Indian Health Service, flying out to Indian reservations to deliver health care in Arizona. I am also a speaker, a writer, a podcaster, webmaster, and photographer. I also know where I'm going. I am traveling in the direction of my dreams. Wherever my dreams take me, that's where I will end up. Although it may look like I'm wandering, I definitely am not lost. I have been living my life on purpose for the past 59 years, and I plan to continue living the same way. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth is that if you aren't living your dreams, you are wasting your life. So go ahead, live your dreams. You'll be glad that you did. I have three questions that can change your life. Number one, what are the upsides of living your dreams? Number two, what are the downsides of living your dreams? And number three, so why aren't you living your dreams?